From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting live. President Trump has signed into law a sanctions bill he declared is, quote, significantly flawed, with clearly unconstitutional provisions. The bill penalizes Russia for its interference in last year's American presidential election. It also places sanctions on Iran and North Korea, and it restricts the president's authority to lift the sanctions without consulting Congress. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi called on Republicans, who hold the controlling majority on Capitol Hill, to refuse to, quote, permit the Trump White House to wriggle out of its duty to impose these sanctions for Russia's brazen assault on our democracy. President Trump and two Republican senators announced on Wednesday a proposed new law to reduce legal immigration. At the White House, the president said the United States has for decades let in too many low-skilled immigrants.
As a candidate, I campaigned on creating a merit-based immigration system that protects U.S. workers and taxpayers, and that is why we are here today, merit-based.
The president said the bill would create a points-based system that officials will use when considering applications of immigrants to work and live in the United States. The Pentagon says two American soldiers were killed when their NATO convoy was attacked in Afghanistan's troubled Kandahar province on Wednesday. A Pentagon spokesman gave no details, but NATO's military mission confirms an attack did happen Wednesday on its convoy in southern Afghanistan and that it caused casualties, but it also declined to release details. This is VOA News. Venezuela's election chief denies claims by a voting technology firm that voter turnout numbers for last Sunday's election on rewriting the Constitution were, quote, manipulated by at least a million voters. The head of the National Election Council calls the claim irresponsible and says Venezuela has now the right to sue the firm that made the claim. That electronic voting technology company did say that the countries, that the results, that is, were, quote, manipulated. The head of the company says there was a discrepancy of about a million votes between tallies announced by the government and those counted by his company's systems. The human rights chief at the United Nations is calling for the immediate release of two prominent Venezuelan opposition leaders. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zeid Ra'ad Al Hussein says he's deeply concerned that opposition leaders Leopoldo Lopez and Antonio Ledezma once again were in jail. The Venezuelan Supreme Court revoked their house arrests, claiming they were planning to flee. The High Commissioner's spokeswoman, Ravina Shamdasani, tells VOA the UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention has declared the detention of both Lopez and Ledezma to be arbitrary and says they never should have been arrested.
It is absolutely illegal under international human rights law to arrest somebody and detain them arbitrarily.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Witnesses and military officials in South Sudan said at least six people were killed in an attack Wednesday on a bus convoy traveling between Juba, the capital, and Niamey on the country's southern border with Uganda. Four civilians and two National Security Service members escorting the convoy were killed. The Juba-Niamey Road is a major lifeline linking the South Sudanese capital with the East Africa region via Uganda. The road carries most goods that South Sudanese traders import from Uganda. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average set a sixth straight record Wednesday, closing above 22,000 for the first time. But experts point out that whatever goes up must always come down. Healthy earnings reports from computer technology giant Apple, the world's largest publicly traded company, and airplane manufacturer Boeing were major contributors to the Dow hitting another major milestone. The Dow is up 11% so far this year. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from the VOA News Center in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.